Welcome. I had one of the most profound moments yesterday. It's kind of eerie, a very clear message from my team on the other side, if you believe in such a thing. And I really think there's a message for you too. So yesterday, like 1 o'clock, this email comes into my inbox. It's a lady I've known for many years, and she has a story to share with me. She said there's an elder here in Arizona named Layla. This lady owns an herb store. She's a renowned herbalist, so she heals through nature. So I keep reading this email. Layla is now in her 70s, and when she was a teenager, she had leukemia. So that was back in like the 1950s. So obviously my eyes and my ears perked up. And as goes the story, her leukemia was healed naturally. And now she goes on to this path as this healer. So I instantly replied, please give me her number ASAP. So I call this herb shop. Turns out very recently, Layla moved her business and residence from Phoenix to a mountain town 2 hours north called Pine. So I called and asked for Layla. She's not easy to get a hold of, and the girl who answered the phone wanted to know why I wanted to talk to Layla. I explained my story, and it was very important that I talk to her. So I was expecting that if she'd call me back eventually. But they went and got Layla in the back of the herb shop. She gets on the phone. She's this older lady with a Swiss accent. And I told her, what's going on? I asked if she can please help. And she told me her story. She had leukemia in the 1950s when she was 17. The doctors did not know what to do back then. So they basically told her she had 6 months to live. Her grandmother was a very spiritual and very wise woman. She pulled Layla out of the hospital and said, I'm not going to let you die in the hospital. And her grandmother tapped into her wisdom community and was told that leukemia is caused by not enough red blood cells. Her grandmother said, you need more red in your life. So she surrounded her and gave her red clothing, red pillows, red food. Everything became red. Layla said, now the science actually shows that red increases red blood cells. Red also represents love. Her grandmother loved her back to life. This was at a time when Layla did not fit into her family. She didn't get along with her mom. She didn't get along with her dad. She didn't really want to be there. Her grandmother loved her back to life, grounded her, made everything nice and beautiful and natural. She said her grandmother sat with her to eat every meal, didn't just put food in front of her. Mealtime became nourishing and grounding. She said her grandmother was a World War II survivor. She knew how to survive, and she was able to teach Layla how to survive. This touched me so deeply. I got off this call and I was crying my eyes out. And tomorrow I'm going to drive 2 hours to northern Arizona to meet this wise sage. And I want to share why I found this so healing and why I believe it's relevant for you too. Over the past 6 weeks that my family's been going through all this, I've seen such a profound softening of my daughter, softening of her heart and her love. Same with my wife, same with myself. Just a melting of the old ways we hardened toward one another. You know, before we were kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You do your best, but you're distracted. Now the mission is simple. We are loving her back to health. But Layla shared even more clearly, you don't just plop them in front of the TV or in front of their food. You nourish them with your attention, your words, the food, everything. She said, feed her, ground her, bring her back. And I couldn't help but think about the times when I could have loved her more. I could have loved her better. When the love in our lives is not as healthy as it could be, it opens us up to a slate of challenges. The health is the biggest one of all. Now, I know many of you listening to these meditations, and I know you are loving people. But the question I want to ask you, are there ways that sometimes you mail it in? You go through the motions of loving, but you're busy. And sometimes the love gets lost, and we replace it with information, programming, alcohol, work. Is there someone in your life who you love, but it's a distracted love, an intermittent love, a love that you assume is felt, but maybe the assumption is not enough? So since this call with Layla yesterday, I have been abundantly clear with my children how much I love them, constantly. You can't just assume people know that. You have to tell them, show them, express it to them. I mean, everybody needs to feel that nourishment deep down. And if you don't, you'll feel it some other way. And most people, myself included, we don't have the deepest, richest nourishment in the depth of our soul. There's nothing more healing. So some of you can guess what's coming next. In today's meditation, love yourself back to perfect health. Layla said to feed my daughter superfoods. Put a scoop of the most natural honey in her bottle of milk. And I've been doing that, and I can just see how much my daughter is nourished by that deliciousness. Same idea for you, same idea for me. Spoon feed yourself the richness of this moment with no distractions. It's such a luxury when you can just be here with nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Take a moment to get even more comfortable. Coming to this meditation because it's one of the most nourishing things you can do for the deepest part of you. Spoon feed yourself the richness of this moment with no distractions, nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. if your attention wandered, nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Coming back to the moment. So I just suddenly got this email yesterday. It all happened so quickly. I replied to the email, call the herb shop, able to get in touch with this sage, wise elder. She gets on the phone and literally spoon-feeding me the richest wisdom. It's the wisdom I needed to hear, and I'm guessing some of you need to hear it too. As Layla explained, her grandmother loved her back to life. That's what we're doing with my daughter right now. And I know so many of you listening, I know you're loving people. But the question, are there ways that you sometimes mail it in? That you go through the motions of loving, but you're so busy that the love gets lost and you replace it with information, programming, alcohol, work? Is there someone in your life who you love, but it's a distracted love, an intermittent love, a love you assume is felt, but maybe that assumption is not enough? Start here. Love yourself back to perfect health. Spoon feed yourself the richness of this moment. Nowhere to go. No one to be. Nothing to do. Peace.